USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
At a West Virginia speaking engagement on the eve of the 4th of July, President Trump answers those who've been calling for a federal agency to be abolished.
I hear Democrats saying, we want to abandon ICE. We want to abandon. We're not abandoning ICE, and we're not abandoning our law enforcement.
Speaking at what was called a salute to service dinner at the Greenbrier Resort, the president saying he continues to support the Immigration and Customs Enforcement Agency, and he will continue to enforce the nation's immigration laws. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says the federal government cannot do much to stop school shootings. The Kentucky Republican telling a crowd in his home state that local schools and local law enforcement have to take the lead on school safety. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies in a capsule.
I went to have my blood test done a few weeks ago, and I met the doctor, and he was really encouraged by my progress, and I showed him what I was taking, and he started looking at all the ingredients, and he said, I'm really impressed with the shiitake mushroom. And he said, this stuff, it could clean out your arteries. And I'm like, oh, wow. He said, you may be onto something here. And he said, you just keep that up, and maybe you can start cutting back on your medication. And he says, you're helping your health by doing that. And I'm like, whoa, endorsement by the doctor.
When you call, use discount code USA, and we'll take 35% off your first month's order and ship it to you free. Call 800-246-8751. That's 1-800-246-8751. Or go online to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
The U.S. Senate Intelligence Committee says in a bipartisan release that Russia did interfere in the 2016 election. The findings released yesterday, agreeing with the U.S. intelligence community that Moscow meddled in the election to help the Trump campaign, something the White House continues to deny. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo heading to North Korea for more high-level talks on denuclearization tomorrow. But some talks have been going on in recent days, as we hear from John Clemens.
The talks included Sung King, the U.S. ambassador to the Philippines, meeting with a delegation from Pyongyang. State Department spokesperson Heather Nauert says the talks have come a long way over the last year.
A lot of people around the world were very concerned about what would happen between the United States and North Korea, and the fact that our secretary is now getting ready to go on, have his fourth meeting with the North Koreans in less than 3 months, I think is a testament to just how far we've come.
I'm John Clemens,
USA Radio News.
Breaking news from MyPillow.com. Free shipping when you purchase two premium MyPillows on the two-pack special. Free shipping. 60-day money-back guarantee. 10-year warranty. Machine washable and dryable. Made in the USA. Click on the two-pack special at MyPillow.com. Enter promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175. Be sure to use promo code USA. Free shipping on the two-pack special. Order now.
At least 31 people are dead after a ferry boat sinks in Indonesia on Tuesday. The captain did manage to get the doomed ship onto a reef, allowing 130 passengers to be safely evacuated. Officials say the boat ran into trouble in stormy seas and apparently sprung a leak. President Trump had that speaking engagement in West Virginia last night, discussing the meaning of the 4th of July, Independence Day in America.
Families across our nation will gather to celebrate the 4th of July as we do. We will think of the men and women serving overseas as this very moment far away, far, far away from their families, protecting America and watching over our people. They are there and they are with us and they are brave. These are incredible people.
President Trump and the First Lady will host a picnic at the White House today for military families. And media streaming service Netflix is now the most popular entertainment viewing platform in the United States. A new study from the Wall Street firm Cowen & Company finding over a quarter of adults in the U.S. say they utilize that platform the most for their entertainment needs, beating cable TV, broadcast networks, and YouTube. And remember, we're online at usaradio.com. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.